Take notice. Today's Bible reading is short, 2 verses long, and it includes one word written 6 times. That word is welcome. Repetition of that kind says, take notice. It comes at the end of a reading about how to treat missionaries and prophets when they visit and preach. I think that the long instructions about visiting preachers has to do with the poor treatment that many itinerant preachers had received in the past. And I also think the overabundance of the word welcome expresses the message beyond how folks treat just visiting preachers. Because welcome is essential in Jesus' teachings. Welcome the stranger, welcome the poor, welcome the outcast, welcome the immigrant. Welcome the powerless. Welcome the marginalized. Welcome the tired. Welcome the lost. Welcome the children. Take notice. Welcome everyone. And I think that welcome has to... Hey, boom, did you hear that? Welcome has to go beyond our congregational greeting time. It has to go beyond coffee hour, whether we have one or not. Welcome has to be an embodiment. Like, look at our call to worship today. Maybe it's something more we aspire to than actually do. I don't know. Even when things get hectic, you know you'll always find welcome here. I know that maybe people don't always feel that way. We're grateful for the hospitality and friendship that are offered here. Maybe sometimes we're so busy doing church that we forget about hospitality and friendship. Come, let us worship the God who always welcomes us, the example from God. Let us... Welcome is more. Welcome is inviting folks to be part of the community. Welcome is about caring enough to have a longer conversation. Welcome is about getting together for coffee or helping out cutting someone's lawn. Welcome is about giving and receiving blessings. Welcome requires more than just a passing kind of connection. The UCC's General Synod is going on right now, and yesterday or the day before, one of our executive ministers, Tracy Blackmon, Reverend Tracy Blackmon, she gave an electrifying sermon, speech, and in that she talked about this daredevil tightrope walker named Charles Blondin. It was in the 1920s. And he walked across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. He's not the only person to ever do this, but he did this daring feat. And he didn't just walk across. He got on a bicycle and was riding across. He was doing all sorts of dances and stunts. He even got a wheelbarrow and he started wheeling it across as he was walking across Niagara Falls, and people were amazed. They're like, this is really, really cool. They were cheering. And then he came back to the edge and he said, who wants to get in the wheelbarrow? Dead silence. And maybe that was a stunt on his part. It was a big stunt overall. But think about welcome and the work of the church as getting in that wheelbarrow. Because you're not comfortable getting in there. You don't know exactly what's going to happen. But you just saw the guy who was wheeling across there with no problem at all. He's not going to fall. He's going to be fine. I know. Something might happen. Something could happen. Something might not go right. But that guy that's carrying the wheelbarrow, he's got it going. He's going to carry you across. Who's willing to get in the wheelbarrow? Who's willing to be the church that way? Who's willing to take the kind of risk knowing that God's got our back? Knowing that God is the one who is walking across that tightrope and he's not going to let us fall. And if we start to fall, he's going to help us. That's some risk taking. Even with welcome, sometimes it seems too hard. We need to jump into the wheelbarrow of welcome, even though someone may not feel like being welcomed. still have to be a loving and kind presence. Welcome is about a transition from feeling like an outsider to feeling like being part of the family. You can't let people feel like they're an outsider. Here it is, Independence Day weekend, and the behavior of so many people who claim to follow Jesus in the United States, maybe across the world, but in the United States has been atrocious, especially over the last year. You know, like standing on a soapbox to proclaim that anyone who doesn't follow their narrow brand of religious belief is doomed. Or celebrating the marginalization of immigrants, or the LGBT community, or any marginalized group, using the cover of God hates this or that thing to raise money and get bigots elected. Or how about arguing that practicing one's religion means shunning people who do things differently? Or demonizing a religion because people misuse it with violence, but then refuse to do the same or follow that same pattern when people in the religion that you follow use violence. Or just being generally vindictive to other religions, shunning those who are different. Can't be. I don't want to be a part of that kind of religion. I want to be a part of the religion that welcomes, blesses, is filled with goodness, generosity, and love. Maybe that's rebellious. Maybe that's sacrilegious. I don't know. A few years ago, I co-directed a camp. It was called the Volunteer Work Camp. It was at Tower Hill in Sawyer, Michigan, where I'm going to be camping. Part of the work included devotions based on a song by a group called Jars of Clay. If you can remember far enough back into the 90s, they did a song called Flood that was on the radio all over the place the summer of probably 97 or 95, I don't know, somewhere in there. But this is based on a song of theirs, more recent, called Small Rebellions. And each day at the camp, we thought about, talked about, and tried to live out something from the song. Here's some things that are included in that song. One is small rebellions, sort of a go against the flow idea, but more than that. It's kind of a getting in the wheelbarrow, go against the flow. Small rebellions for good, like going to camp to work, like seeking ways to make a difference, like finding ways to offer welcome when turning away is so much easier. There's another line in the song, we are hearts and arms that reach. Like reaching out to one another in love instead of finding ways to fight and to argue. Hearts in every form still matter. Every person is a person of worth. Remembering that God loves everyone. There's no exceptions to that. Pushing against the currents, another line in the song. It's similar to small rebellions, but remember at camp, we talked about issues that we're willing to stand for, we're willing to push against, things that we're willing to go out on a limb for, ideas that we're willing to step way out of our comfort zone for. Who's ready to jump into the wheelbarrow? Senseless, brutal acts of kindness. This was my favorite line in the song, my favorite part of the week. Senseless, brutal acts of kindness. It brought up the most discussion, and it hit home. The words senseless and brutal, they're completely at odds with kindness. And because we've always connected them with violence and hate, that's what they're connected with. But senseless, brutal acts of kindness are acts of kindness that go beyond a smile or opening a door for someone. It's doing kindness that goes beyond the simple. It's doing kindness that invites someone to be part of the community. And then the last part of the song, we will never walk alone again. At that camp, we began the week as strangers. And sure, some folks knew each other, but as a group, we were strangers. And in just a few short days, we became a community. We worked hard, we played, we grew closer to God and to one another, and we experienced God's unconditional love as we built relationships. Folks, welcome. It's about everybody being able to feel that we will never walk alone again. Every person here in our church needs to sense God's unconditional love. But not just. That sense of God's unconditional love needs to be woven together with a sense of caring and kindness and connection. Every person here or anywhere gets to love whom they love. Every person is someone whom God cares for. Someone whom God has blessed. Every person has a gift to share. Every person matters. How do you put that into practice this week? The short one is, let's get in the wheelbarrow together. A longer one would be, how do we do that? How do we step outside our comfort zones to be kindness, to be generosity, to be welcome? To invite. Jesus calls us to invite. Jesus calls us to show up. Jesus calls us to be generous. Jesus calls us to love. Maybe there isn't a specific, we just gotta live that. Maybe there is a specific, how about look around, and I know it's summertime, and so crowds are smaller, but there's some people who are regularly here or haven't been here in several months. It's time to make a phone call to a friend. Invite them out for coffee. Your agenda doesn't have to be, why aren't you in church? The agenda doesn't have to be anything other than, hey, let's go out for coffee. Let's connect. Hey, do you have someone to go to the July 4th fireworks with? Hey, how about we come and sit on the porch and look at the pond? You need someone to go shopping with you? I need to get some groceries. Is there something I could pick up for you? I've got this new lawn care person who is great. Do you want their number? I think I want to go over to the church and do some gardening and weeding because it's good for the soul. Getting your hands in the dirt is good for your soul. And it's way less risky than getting into the wheelbarrow. Although you might want a wheelbarrow as you pull out weeds. Be a people who do. There they come. Three booms. A reminder that we are all practicing. We are all practicing our faith, and we are practicing what it means to be a people who welcome. Amen.